We're going for a mindful walk today, so I would invite you to pause the podcast, get your walking shoes on, and find some nature to immerse yourself in. Apologies, it's recorded outside, so the sound quality isn't quite as good as usual, but welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Well, my friend, I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to become a supporter of the show on Patreon. The link's in the description. There's lots of exclusive content there. Please do check it out. The day job is a bit crazy at the moment, so I haven't been able to add much recently, but I will be adding a new bonus episode this weekend on walking the path of happiness. I'll also be adding some personal thoughts on the podcast reaching 200 episodes, as well as the usual guided meditations, music, and all the rest. Signlessness is a concept in mindfulness that invites us to let go of the tendency to label and categorize the objects and experiences we encounter. Instead, we perceive reality as it is, free from the limitations of our interpretation. And practicing signlessness is not always easy, though, because our culture, our language, our personal experiences often condition us to rely on labels and categories. Imagine for a moment the everyday scenarios where we automatically assign labels. And I'm outside here in the northwest of England, and I'm looking at a bush here, and I might describe it as prickly or maybe even a little bit ugly. We might come across a tree that's a tall tree. You might see the pollen flying through the air, thinking, I'm going to be very sniffly today. So these labels are a kind of shorthand that help us to navigate the world. But the habit of labeling can distort our perception of reality. We start to see the world through the lens of our preconceived ideas and concepts, missing out on the richness and the depth of direct experience. If we fixate on labels, we can limit our connection with the present moment. We can process our labeled version of the world rather than being in union with reality. The philosopher Alan Watts has a great perspective on this. He invites us to consider the wiggliness of the universe, so the inherent fluidity and constant change in the world. While we tend to label, measure, apply straight lines to everything, the universe, according to Watts, is wiggly because it's continuously evolving, continuously transforming. And by acknowledging the wiggliness of the universe, we can begin to see beyond the fixed labels and concepts that we impose. We can realize that nothing in the universe remains static or unchanging. From the paltriest particles to the grandest galaxies, everything's in a perpetual state of flux. And that challenges our instinct to perceive the world as a series of fixed and separate objects, and instead encourages us to recognize the interconnectedness and interdependence of everything. You might describe it as interbeing, as Thich Nhat Hanh did. And we can use signlessness to appreciate the wiggliness of the universe in various aspects of our lives. For example, when we eat, we can pay close attention to the textures, the flavors, and the sensations of the food without attaching labels such as, you know, is this delicious or healthy, or I don't like the flavor of this. And similarly, in our interactions with others, we can strive to release the habit of categorizing people based on external factors. Instead, we can approach each other with curiosity and openness, free from preconceived notions and judgments. By letting go of signs and labels, we create space for authentic connections and a deeper understanding of others. And similarly, if we can explore the wiggliness of the universe in our emotions and thoughts, instead of automatically attaching labels like good or bad to our emotions, we can observe them with a sense of curiosity and non-judgment. By recognizing the impermanence, we can can develop a greater resilience in the face of life's ups and downs. So we're going to enjoy the wiggliness of the universe right now with a mindful walk in nature. And just as a reminder, when we walk mindfully, we walk slowly. As you're walking now, slowing down the pace to a couple of steps for your in-breath, a couple of steps for your out-breath. We're going to focus our awareness on different things as we go, beginning with the contact that our feet have with the floor. Our body moves when we walk, noticing our breath, our thoughts. And then we're going to focus externally and spend some time giving 10 breaths to different things we see along the way. So whether you're in the park, in your garden, in a forest, on your street or at home, you can stop walking for a few moments and really focus your attention, even if it's something that you've walked past a million times before, and see it through new eyes, through your beginner's mind. But we'll begin with the contact that our feet have with the floor. And as you're slowing down, you can begin to notice the pressure of your feet on the ground. As you take each step, you can feel the pressure begin at the heel of your foot, flow through the sole to the toes, and then lifting from the heel again. Really focusing on that feeling, noticing the connection with the ground. And as we do this, we can notice thoughts arrive and leave, not being swept away by those thoughts, but smiling to them, accepting them, letting them go. Returning our attention to the feeling of walking on the earth. We might feel some gratitude for our feet, being aware of how important they are for getting around. And now continuing to breathe for a few moments while we focus our attention on the feeling of our feet on the earth. I have arrived. I am home. In the here. And in the now. Next, we can notice the rest of our body, the feelings in our leg muscles, the movement in your knees, how your arms move, whether you're feeling warm or cold, any areas of tension, maybe in your back or your brow. And we can choose to either let go of that tension or just simply notice that it's there. And what I'm noticing in my body as I move, I'm walking in a field that horses have been walking in, and that's made the ground a little bit uneven, and I'm just noticing how my body naturally adjusts. You can actually hear them in the background. My body naturally adjusts to the unevenness of the ground. Just bringing the spotlight of awareness to your entire body as you walk. I have arrived. I am home. In the here and in the now. And we can also notice our breath. So we can apply our awareness to that column of air between our nose and our diaphragm. And we can notice a number of different dimensions of our breath. We can notice where an in-breath ends and an out-breath begins. And we can notice where an out-breath ends and an in-breath begins. You might notice how your in-breath feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. You can notice how your shoulders rise as you breathe in. Your stomach falls as you breathe out. and you can notice how your breath slows as you continue. Of course, not trying to breathe in any particular way or any particular speed. Just breathing in a way that feels comfortable for you. Just as a British Airways plane flies overhead, quite close to Manchester Airport. And I'm just watching the sun gleaming off the side of it. And I'm also seeing it's a beautiful day today. Blue sky, and I'm also noticing that they're much, much higher up. There's also a plane leaving a trail of vapour behind. What a beautiful day. But bringing ourselves back to our breath, noticing the full length of our in-breath. Full length of our out-breath. And we're just going to take a moment or two to really focus on our breath as we walk. I have arrived. I am home. In the here. And in the now. And as we walk, we might notice ourselves becoming distracted by regrets from the past, worries or concerns about the future. And that's okay. Of course, we don't judge ourselves for having a busy mind. In fact, we can take a moment to focus our awareness on the mind. Give ourselves a little bit of time with our mind advisor, like we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. Allowing those thoughts to enter our awareness. Noticing what feelings we have attached to them. That might be emotions, or it could be a physical feeling in our body. Actually, something's coming to mind for me that I'm a little anxious about next week, and I can feel that in my stomach, and that's okay. I thank my mind for looking after me, trying to protect me, because that's all our mind is trying to do. Noticing that thought, listening to it. And then just allowing that thought to exit my awareness. We can smile to our thoughts. We can welcome them, not seeing them as the enemy. Because the mind, of course, is a tool that we use. And we are more than our thoughts. And you might take a moment to see your mind as a sky with thoughts passing through like clouds. And you can look up to the sky now and maybe imagine the clouds as your thoughts. funny, there isn't a cloud in the sky today. We've got a phrase for that in Irish. Ní scamall sa spéir. There isn't a cloud in the sky. But just for a couple of moments now, being open to our mind and just allowing the thoughts to come in. I have arrived. I am home. In the here. And in the now. Taking a moment to notice what we can hear. And I'm going to listen for a moment, describe to you, just in case it's not coming through on the microphone. I can hear the wind, gentle breeze. I can hear the bird song. I can hear a couple of pigeons having a bit of a scrap in the trees. What a beautiful day. I can hear my own breath. I can hear my footsteps. And I'm going to give you just a few moments to focus your awareness on what you can hear. I have arrived. I am home. In the here. And in the now. And finally, we're going to take 10 breaths to focus on different things in your walk. And I'm going to maybe just assume that you're outside. So it might be flowers, it might be a bush. It could be trees. I know that every single person I've ever practiced with loves trees, and I love trees too. I bet you love trees. And I think that's what I'm going to start with. So just gently making your way to the first thing that you want to focus your awareness on. And what we're going to do is we're going to take 10 breaths and we're going to notice every dimension of it. Its height, its colour, its texture, what it feels like, what it smells like, maybe even what it sounds like if it's an animal. And I'm just walking over to a beautiful tree which has lots of white blossoms on it at the moment. Spring has finally sprung here in the north of England. There's beautiful blossoms on it. And it's one of those trees that's got little sharp thorns on it, so I'm not going to get too close. But I am looking at the blossoms on the tree. So we're just going to take 10 breaths. And just notice everything that you can. As I'm standing here, the breeze is just blowing a few of the white blossoms off the tree, and it looks like snow. And now we're going to start our mindful walking again. And we're going to slowly, with full awareness, make our way to something else that catches our eye. And I'm going to walk over to a clump of yellow buttercups. I might even try and sit down for this. Try and do this slowly. And again, we're going to take 10 breaths and notice everything that we can. So I'm noticing the size of the plant, the stamen, the beautiful yellow colour, the leaves, how they face the sun. So I'll just give you a few moments of silence to do your 10 breaths. And I had to contain my excitement there because a beautiful white butterfly just floated past. But I didn't want to interrupt you. And now we're going to do one more. And I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk over this plant. Now, I don't know the name of it, but whenever I was growing up in Ireland, we called them dock leaves. And there was something that we used to pick up and eat. And so it's not a particularly beautiful plant. But that's why I wanted to pick it. Because I wanted to appreciate something that was a bit less obvious. So it's got large green leaves. It's got a stem coming up the middle of it, which has little seeds coming off it. As a train goes past. And I'm going to focus on it for 10 breaths. And I hope you're enjoying what you're focusing on too. And now taking a few moments to feel some gratitude towards yourself for appreciating nature and making the time to focus on your well-being. And of course I would encourage you to just continue to wander around and spend 10 breaths focusing on something that catches your eye. And just before we finish, I've got a link at the top of the description, which is a form, and it's to gather just some ideas that you have, what you're enjoying about the podcast, how you found the podcast, your story. I'd love to hear your story, how you got into mindfulness, the reason for your practice, and it gives me ideas for what I can do in a podcast. And actually, today's suggestion of a walking meditation was one of the suggested areas that I cover. So apologies, I don't remember who it was that suggested, but I know that you'll be listening to this, so I just want to thank you and wish you peace and happiness. Maybe happy, maybe peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana, will you? And I'll see you next time. I've been